You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. Casting down imaginations. They are not your imaginations because you are not that cruel to think them. But they are the thoughts of the enemy towards you. Both God and the devil operate through thoughts. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the thought that I think towards you. In 2 Corinthians 10, God was speaking through Paul and then talking about casting down what? Imaginations. All right, then they taught them that you avail yourself to certain things and then the tendency for the same thing to happen is stored in your file. You will pray about all other things, but you are still yet waiting. You are like a time bomb who is just on a journey waiting for a particular time for something to explode. And then people will say, suddenly. There are no sudden events in the spiritual. Things take time to plan. Are you following what I'm saying? All right, God placed that in my heart. And right now, I'm going to lead all of you. I will not share this story even in 10 years' time, except that God brought this word into my heart. Nobody around us knew. Are you following what I'm saying? I just said, shut it. Don't say anything. Just leave it. And then we go. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Now, hear me. This 5 minutes is not just 5 minutes. It's a moment of redemption. All the finished works and imaginations of the enemy, you have the next 5 minutes to quickly destroy. They are destroyed. All the possibilities I've ingested that are contrary to my destiny, they are destroyed. Shekela la bakradi rakush. Open your eyes, open your ears, till you understand. The Lord is here. Open your heart, open your ear, till you understand that the Lord is here. This is holy God. Hear me now. This is holy God, my friend. This is holy God. Hear me now. This is holy God, my friend. Open your heart. Open your ear till you understand that the Lord is here. Open your eyes, open your ear so you understand that the Lord is here. This is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground, my friend. This is holy ground. Hear me
seems only God, my friend. Open your heart, open your ears, till you understand that the Lord is here. Open your heart, open your ears, so you understand that the Lord is here. This is only God, giving us. This is only God, my friend. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. How many of you are still willing to pray? Or is there somebody who is already tired of praying? Alright. If there is anything I've learned in the spirit realm, about God, about the spirit realm, is that a man can host a possibility. Yes. Through lack of carefulness in ingesting certain information, that it is now stored in your file that it is possible. Now, I was showing you something last week. Now, this woman in that interview was saying something that night, before they slept, the husband held her hands and said to her, "If I die today, move on." You will notice that the spirit of death always functions with confession. As long as you will not sign it, it cannot be a done deal. It cannot. I am telling you, and I'm telling you that this is a reality. That anyone that something suddenly happens to, at some point they've accepted. Yes. Now imagine, God forbid, with this kind of experience, imagine that night and I hold my wife's hand and I say, "Ink, why will I say that?" I mean, nobody will feel like taking water. Nobody will even know anything has happened. You just start saying, "We may say we may live long, we will not live." Why will you say that? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That as you are saying certain things, your angels are saying, "It's not time." But they know by principle they have to start rounding up. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. That you can host a possibility that is not even just about you alone until suddenly, and then you know what I'm saying. So when I'm saying you pray, it's a warfare prayer. Yes, it's a warfare. I love the fact that you prayed, but I'm not satisfied. Because we are trying to redeem something that is already concluded. You know what I'm saying? You will have to labor in the spirit. I'm going to give you 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes. The word of the Lord will not fail until Shiloh come. Until Shiloh come. Until Shiloh come. The word of the Lord will not fail until Shiloh come. Until Shiloh come. Until Shiloh come. Akila da baka she. Shere baka brabaka veladika. Shere baka baladia. Zende mukonda baka shele bakatia. Lente kum brabaki latisha. Kila da baka ba 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 ba. Shandigwa kala de keda. Zileme kira baka vele dida kato steve. Ribikante kela da baka. Zige bebe 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 kaka tika. Zlene mon bilakash. In Jesus' name we are praying. Gashinan Gamunan Sakin Haljana Yanana Gashina. Can you make it full? Gamuna Yanana Gashina Gamuna Sakin Haljana Yanana Gashina Gamuna Yanana Gashina Gamuna Sakin Haljana Yanana Gashina Gamuna Sarikin Sarakuna Yanana Yanana Sarikin Sarakuna Yanana Sarikin Sarakuna Yanana Yanana Sarikin Sarakuna Yanana Sarikin Sarakuna Yanana Yanana Sarikin Sarakuna Yanana. Amen. Kashele Mahishta Kalabaka Velatika Filatebeken de Makia de Kashi Avlanima Tekevla Higa Padikan de Kostefe Shele Makambra Hakilatestefe. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, see now, I want to show you something. Thank you, Lord. All right. I've shared this story with you before. I will share it again. Then I will share another one. I told you of a woman who is a spiritual daughter, mine, who died. She died. I'm not saying she fainted. She died. And they called me that night and said, Pastor, please come. Your daughter is dead. So I got there. God didn't even lead me to even try to pray for her, for the boy or on her, that she come back to life. I was just not led. Up until that time, God had already raised two people from the dead. I'm not saying they fainted in that same house. One of them was the one that God said to tell them to put the child where I used to pray. So they knew that this woman could come back to life. So, but God led me to rather pray for the entire family, and it was a warfare prayer. We did not even have time. I don't know who, you know, people who are grieving. We laid her in the middle. And I'm saying this woman had no pause, no more pause. We prayed till 2 a.m. Then God told me, he said, let them carry her to the room. Now she's asleep. So I said, God said, you carry her to the room, she's asleep. That time she was stiff. So they carried her from the building. We're praying downstairs. Around 5, I heard someone shouting in the house. And then she had come back to life. And that's not where I'm going. And she had experiences, which I want you to pray. In that experience she had as she died, no, at that 2 o'clock, she said she just suddenly became conscious of herself in her body, and she saw herself enter through the nose. If you are conscious or conversant with spiritual things, I'm not going to go there. I'm not teaching spiritology. I'm not doing that. Well, you know that human spirit can live through the mouth, through the nose, and even through the ears. Are you aware? Yes, so. So I get, but I'm not going there. So, and then she saw a man standing beside her. And then said, now, I want to take you on a journey. Everybody was seeing her body in the room, but she was on a journey. And he held her hands, and they began to walk, and got to a house. And then said, this is yours in destiny, but the sons of men have never allowed you to enter. Now, enter. Started showing her things that the enemy never allowed her to enjoy. Now, this is where I'm going. After about 2 months, this woman, she didn't call. I was in my house, and I felt a very strong leading to go to see her. And that, I want to just say this on that. You must make sure that there are people that God has apportioned as a prophet to you. I have a very fantastic young lady. She's not a daughter. She's not a mentee. But she calls me a prophet sent to her. When she calls me, even when I don't want to, I just want to pray and just go. I end up prophesying. Because they that receive a prophet, in the name of a prophet, shall have a prophet reward. So I just said that. So just try to make sure that you are accessible by those that are authorities over you. Because this woman could have died. And I got to the house. There was a cloud. No, for the first time, nobody was in the house. Knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked. Nobody came out. I had a very strong impulse. Stay there. And I was banging the door. Then, after a few minutes, she rushed out with tears and sweat. As she saw me, she just went flat on her face and held my leg. So I was wondering what was happening. She said she woke up that morning and a voice started telling her to be telling everybody bye-bye. And she was telling everybody, you know, this life, this, if anything happens, take care of my children. Have you noticed that even on the hospital bed, people don't die until they hand over? I've shared the story of OAU event in 1999 when they had the Africa issue of the boy that was shot at his door. Is it Faj or Awo? When they were able to resuscitate him in the hospital, the only thing he was saying is, I can't die now. I can't die now. With long life, I will satisfy you. Not I will give you. When you are satisfied, you can go. And then this woman began to tell everybody, please, take care of my children. We may not know this life. And that same voice told her, go and lie down now as I take you home, or I take you forcefully. And she went by herself and laid down flat and covered herself. Don't laugh. You don't understand the power. You don't understand the power of oppression. And she laid down. And of a truth, she began to see the spirit of death. They were wrestling. She could not shout Jesus. Because she was just growing. The only thing she could say is, I'll call my pastor. I'll come. Then that spirit told her, even if you call him now, before he gets here from his house, I have taken you home. And that was the time she heard that I was at the door. So as I was knocking, I wasn't talking. Until I say, open this door. Then she said, the spirit told her that, he's around. I'll come for you again next time. Then she was free. So rushing out that afternoon was like someone that rushed out from chains. And then she ran out and said, sir, you are not just my prophet, you are my angel. So I prayed for her and then taught her how to think as a Christian. How to saturate your self with so much life that death has no space. Too much life. The distraction from taking in life is an assassination. So much life. There was a time my father, whenever we talk on the phone, we'll always be ending up the conversation with, we may say we'll live long and not live long. I said, what are you talking about? So I knew I need to start interceding for this man. I have a vow before God. Nobody in my house can die young. Do you get what I'm saying? There's a grace God has placed around my life. Even when people are meant to die, when we start relating, they don't die. So he began to share, talk about, and I noticed something happened in that season. Our building that we're living in Kano, all the men that were in that building, all of them, I'm not saying a few, I'm not saying some, all of them died in that season, except him. And as I was in conversation with all their children, they were saying that their father said the same thing. What I'm saying is this. If you are refusing to go deep in God, you become very light for any form of influence to carry, orchestrate it to do certain things, to say certain, even against your destiny. Are you following what I'm saying? Hello? Are you following what I'm saying? You are not answering me.
Yes, sir.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There is no such thing as you dying at the peak of your manifestation. There's no such thing. Sometimes you have ingested too much. And it's built up in this. It's enough for the enemy to use as a cane to flog you. Are you following what I'm saying? You are going to begin to re-engineer your mind in the light of God's word. Every spiritual force are on standstill waiting for your conclusion. What do you have to say about your finance? What do you have to say about your life? What do you have to say about your children? What do you have to say about this? That's when I'm talking to people and they mention something negative, I say, hold on. Be sure. Say it again, but be sure. Say this. Are you sure? Because I understand the power that works with words. You see me come here every time and I will tell you, this is what God has said about my future. I have seen it. And God cannot show what doesn't exist. You must be so full of life that you frustrate the devil. Do you get what I'm saying? But my concern is that there are many people seated that if they are measured to check the amount of life in them, they are found wanting. So they are just waiting for one touch from the enemy, or sometimes surviving because they are under a cover. And let me say this to you, when the survival of a Christian is particularly because they are under a cover, the enemy will always instigate strife against that cover so they can be naked. Yes. It is Christians who are not on fire who fight their pastors the most. They will think they are smart until valiant men withdraws from them. Then they'll knock them down. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't know why God is not leading me in the direction of the progression, the series we have been on. But I perceive that God is trying to intervene in matters that requires urgency. There are matters. Are you following what I'm saying? There are matters that requires what? Urgency. And God is trying to do a quick work. A quick work. Last 2 years, I finished ministering in Ife. And as I got to the hotel, I knelt down. I just saw one of my spiritual daughters. I said to those with me, I said, if we don't start praying now, this girl will not survive tonight. And we began to pray, till the burden was lifted. And the mother called me, and then she was already talking nonsense and dirty. So she was already saying about dying, and say, people don't talk about dying. They are influenced to say it. It's like being forced to sign a deal. Because everything that is concluded must be legal. In case you don't know, the devil is not an illegal creature. He operates legally. That is, there is nothing you can say he did that will not say you signed and agreed to it. Do you get what I'm saying? There are many things that many of you have agreed to. Probably some of them are already showing face now, or some are planning to show face. Hear me. Because it is your agreement. The blood of Jesus is also an agreement. But you have now agreed something else outside of the blood. The blood is yet available to speak, but because it will work legally, you have chosen something else. Do you get what I'm saying? That's why I want to lead you to pray. Not just to pray, to be constructive about what goes inside and what you speak. Do I have somebody here? Let me tell you the mystery of prayerlessness. Alright? It is the mystery of Samson. The moment his hair was cut off, the next thing was blindness. Meaning that when you are away from your source of strength, you will not see how to plug yourself back. When the prayers that should reconnect you are coming, you will just think they are not for you. So people are praying quietly, not because their prayers have been answered, because they are blind. I'm going to lead you to pray dangerously now. I choose life. I choose blessings. I choose prosperity. I choose life. Hear us now, O God of all the earth, as we pray, as we pray. Hear us now, O God of all the earth, as we pray, as we pray. Shahaka telemantish. Begin to use your mouth to readdress, to correct, to straighten issues in the spirit realm. Emimi money o gba, emimi money o. Iwo lo gbe wa de yara oke, emimi money o. Dite togun togun, dite tija 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 tija. Dite ninu agbara, dite Olorun mi, o wa seran owo fun mi. Wa dide togun 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 togun. Dide tija 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 tija.
Dede ninu agbara o. Dede Olorun mi. O wa seranlowo fun mi. Shege balada baka. Alagbara ma lo Olorun wa o. Agbara agbara. Agbara ayipo o. Agbara Alagbara ma ni Jesu wa o. Agbara agbara. Agbara ayipo o. Agbara Lowo agbara re oga ogo. Lowo agbara re oga ogo. Oba tun fohun ni somo tara so. Papa jo ife olu. Kini un eya juda. Lowo agbara. Lowo agbara re oga ogo. Lowo agbara re oga ogo. Oba tun fohun ni somo tara so. Papa jo ife olu. Kini un eya juda. Lowo agbara. Papa jo ife osiru tani o mo pe Jesu lo wa ninu ina akela telaba shate shele baka va tigra papa jo ife osiru tani o mo pe Jesu lo wa ninu ina olori ogun lalawo wa o siwaju ogun lalo oke yi ogun labo baba iwo loba to lo kore kese titi aye aye oba mu gba mu ojoro se gba mu eledun mari okunrin okunni iwo lo wo kebere bija o jagun mo lu eledun mari okunrin okunni papa jo ido siru tani o mo pe Jesu lo wa ninu ina kala ti ba kala bala baka olori jo torun layo lawo le fun o olori ijo torun o layo lawo le fun o Aleta stibalata brabaka. Segeli de baka. Segeli baraka. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I sense victory. Shakela tibaka.
Ija dupin ogun sitan olubala jagun molu omi ayo la o mato ale
blow the trumpet, blow the trumpet, keep blowing the trumpet. Shaka Lidabaka, Shati. Just blow. Shilika Dabaka Vilatika Shidiva. Shaka Ladeka Lataba Kalabakia Pikasha. Shake Lidabaka.
Shakala Pikachu, Shaka. 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 Shaka.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to, at the sound of, each time you hear the sound of the trumpet, just a straight sound of war, we are going to shout hallelujah. You want to roll on the ground, you want to go on your knees. At the seventh time, just begin to give God glory, just begin to give Him praise. Alright? Seven times the trumpet will lead us, and then we'll just shout hallelujah seven times. The seventh time, just go ahead and begin to give Him praise. Yes. Man, you are just to make a very loud blast of the trumpet. That's all. Seven times. With the cymbals, seven times. And we are good to go. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Now, something happened just now while we were shouting. I just saw from the back some very, very funny looking angels walking. And what? Listen to me. I'm not going to tell you for telling sake. But I noticed that their eyes were blazing with fire. And I was asking God, what is the meaning of this and who are these? And God said, these were the kind of angels I released to escort the Israelites out of Egypt. So, I perceive that we are in an Exodus moment, and there's a lot that is taking place in the spirit realm. Father, we bless you for a time like this. The power of God and His glory is so strong in this house. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Be aware of God's divine protection around you. Be aware of the covering. Be aware. Be aware that they that are for you are more than they that are against you. Be aware. Be aware that the Lord is with us as a mighty, terrible one. Be aware. Thank you, Jesus. bless your holy name. Every matter that the Lord has settled tonight is settled forever. Amen. They are settled forever and ever. Amen. All spiritual matters swept under carpet in your subconscious mind, they are dealt with now. Amen. Thank you, blessed Father. The devil will not touch anyone here. And your minds are covered with the blood of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' powerful name, we have prayed.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.